kids need love too. Treat other people the way you would like them to treat you. Luke 6:31. Through technology and travel, the pace of our broken world is spinning out of control. Frustration, anger, confusion, slander swirl through the atmosphere looking for an unprotected heart to dwell in. Our children are great targets. Many of them come from broken homes with parents who never seem to agree. They make arguing a lifestyle. The children caught in the midst scramble for attention from mom and dad, often in negative ways, because that will get them someone's attention much quicker. Whoever acts up the most will get the most attention. The question is, what kind of time will the child receive? Positive or negative? For many of us, our knee-jerk reaction tenses our body and fits us for confrontation. We often feed into the negativity and give it more strength for the battle. Living the way Jesus calls us to doesn't seem or feel natural. We want to give back what we get, no matter who is throwing it at us. What credit is it to you if you only love those who love you? Why, even sinners love those who love them. What credit is it to you if you only do good to those who do good to you? Luke 6:32 and 33. Our children are not usually our enemies, but sometimes we may feel like it when they disrupt our peace, schedule, or plans. We get stuck on our own agenda and desire our kids to follow along like little ducklings. When they want to explore or wander on their own, we must observe to keep them safe until they have learned their way. It's time-consuming, and often we regret anything that pulls us from our own plan. When we act out, throw a temper tantrum, and misbehave, how does God treat us? Gentleness, patience, acceptance, and loving arms are what He offers when we cry out for attention. It doesn't come naturally to us, but because Jesus lives in us through the Spirit, we are called to react with God's love, not our own. Focus on the Lord today and show His loving kindness to those crying out for attention.